obviously heard all week about their passing attack, and then, you know, first time, was it like kind of seeing it up close and personal?
It was different, you know, but, you know, I know what to expect next time. I mean, I don't think it looked bad with the numbers and stuff, things that happened, but a lot of stuff, miscommunication, you know, not being the right defense, because they put a lot of pressure on you by running no huddle. So we was doing the same thing, and we weren't getting calls communicated at times. We was in two different defense, so it looked worse than what it really was. But, you know, I looked at film today, and I don't even think I played that bad of a game.
How frustrating was it, though? I mean, obviously, Peyton could pick any defense apart.
Man, when it's all said and done, he'd probably be the greatest quarterback of all time, man. That's what I saw. Until you actually be on the same field with him and experience in person, you'll never know. Like on TV and stuff, it don't really give him no justice. When he out there, you playing against him on that field, you see how really great he is. You can't help but to love the guy.
What do you learn from this game?
Just going out there competing. You know, we lost, you know, they scored a lot of points on them, but the thing about it, we only lost by 3 points. We was in the game up until the end. So, you know, they are an undefeated team, the number one team in the league. And we know, you know, playoff time, hopefully we get everything done. We'll see them again.
Hey, Derek, you were obviously upset after the game, but was it kind of a learning experience because you did face the best that you probably ever faced?
Yeah, it's always a learning experience. Every time, you know, I take it to the field, it's always a learning experience for me, you know, being so young and trying to get that experience up under my belt. So, it's a learning experience, but, you know, at the same time, it was good to go out there and just compete and really to show, you know, I can go out there and cover those guys. You know, it's just, you got to get pressure on paper.
Was that one of the tougher nights you've had after a game? Because usually you leave there with a smile, win or lose, and last night you obviously.
Yeah, it was real tough just because, you know, when the game was on the line, you know, they caught a couple passes to my side and got some big chunks, 15 yards here, 20 yards there. And, you know, me, my competitive nature, you know, I hate giving up any completions, and let alone in a crucial time of the game.
You feel like kind of picking on you after a while because they were having a lot of success on you, unfortunately?
Yeah, it wasn't really, to be honest, it wasn't really picking on me. It was picking on that defense we was in. And unfortunately, that was the weak point of defense is the outside and the comeback. So they knew that. And Peyton, like he said, I listened to the interview after the game. That's what they work on all the time, no time around. The ball was there before the receiver even turned around. So the receiver turned around, right in his chest.
You heard all about how Reggie Wayne's picked on this team in the playoffs. Did you at any point feel like during the game, like, I'm living this kind of? I mean, they're going back and forth.
Yeah, they just kept coming at me with it, but. You know, it was good to get down to my belt because when I watched film today, he was doing double and triple moves, and I was right there. It's just the great Peyton Manning gonna put the ball right there. So, you know, having a quarterback like that, he gonna make everybody else better. And even if you got perfect coverage, he gonna throw the perfect ball, and you can't defend that no matter what.
So you guys just talked about all year about, you know, we're going to keep it simple, we're going to keep the plays in front of us, kind of play our coverages. Yesterday, it didn't really work. But, I mean, can you not throw the baby out with the bathwater? I mean, you guys have played really well up to now. Do you just credit the Colts being, you know, kind of above? And as you proceed forward, do you think that you can continue to do what you've been doing, or do you think you have to adjust off this game, your approach?
You always got to make adjustments, but I think we did pretty good. Like I said, man. It's the great Peyton Manning. That's what I call him now since I'm playing against him regular season. The great Peyton Manning. If you don't get no pressure on him, like I said, you're going to go down the greatest quarterback, no pride ever play this game. And he just run the whole offense. He make the team go. And you don't get no pressure on him. You let him sit back there. I don't care who you got back there. You can go get all the Hall of Famers, the best 4 or 5 defensive players in the Hall of Fame and bring them back in their prime. He'll still pick them apart. So you just got to get pressure on him.
How was your morale in the second half? Coming back, did you get discouraged?
Nah, I kept competing. I watched film today. I was still right there. I was close on some plays. It's just you get close, and Peyton Manning throw them great balls, and you just got to come and make the tackle. He's going to put it where you can't really, as a defender, you can't really, you know, get a beat on the ball or make a play on the ball. He's going to put it where his guy only can catch the ball.
Have you thought about what you do different next time?
I play a little bit more aggressive. You know, I think you know, our coaches want me to keep everything in front of me, but I really felt like, you know, with my speed, guys not going to really just run by me like that. I got, you know, the ability to cover ground, you know, once guys get up on my leverage. So that's what I do next time. I think, you know, down the stretch, I'll just change up my game some and play a little bit more aggressive.
How do you go about now putting this one behind you and the fact that you do have some tough road games coming up now?
Man, it's the NFL, man. You know, every week is a tough game. You know, even when we played Cleveland, that was a tough game. So. You gotta erase that. You know, we got a next game in what, 6 days. So you can't even worry about what happened yesterday because you got another one in 6 days.
Champ giving any advice is the second half
playing? He just told me to keep playing. Just keep playing. Just keep balling. Keep doing what you do. He knows the type of player I am. Everybody on his team do. That's how I kept telling him just keep playing. And you know, like we watched film today, that was like, look at this great coverage. And It's just nothing you can do about it. You know, when you got a great quarterback putting the ball on the money like that.
In the first half, there was a couple times they went at you deep and the safety help came over the top and you guys broke up the play. Didn't seem like you were getting much safety help in the second half. Was that just the call? I mean, why? It seemed like you were put on an island a lot in the second half.
It really wasn't no safety help in the first half. Maybe that was a defense. He just didn't know. You know, we weren't letting them know what defense we was in, but like I said, the great Peyton Manning, he went read them cards at the half. He was like, okay, this is what they're doing. And they made adjustments. That's what they did. You see, it was a totally different game from the first half to the second half. And that was the whole, key of the game. They made adjustments and we didn't.
You always say that a cornerback has to be able to forget. It's not, you're smiling. It seems like you have that skill mastered.
When I watch film today, I really have a bad game to look. It looked like I had a terrible game, but a lot of things was busted coverage. Guys trying to do too much instead of just playing, our defense. And so I'm really not as mad as I was. I felt like I could have made some plays and I didn't. But as I watched film today, I didn't really play that bad of a game at all.
So by tomorrow, you over this?
I'm over it today. that game was yesterday. It's over, said and done with. It's written. Ain't nothing you can do. Take it back. That was yesterday. You can't get that day back. It's time to move on. I'm going to make my presence felt in every other game.
Do you think if somebody else brings no huddle at you,
they'll
have the same problems as a defense?
I don't think so. I don't think ain't nobody running no huddle as good as Peyton Manning. Tom Brady tried to do it. Tom Brady, great, got 3 Super Bowl rings, but he didn't run a no huddle like Peyton Manning. And, I don't think too many quarterbacks in this league, I don't think any is smart as him. And so I think we can handle it easily. I think next time we'll have our communication a little bit better. And we done seen it before, so next time we'll know how to handle it.
Would you like a shot at Marvin next time? We talked about how blocking Champ on Marvin helped open some things for him. Would you like to see him let you cover Marvin next time?
Man, I hold whoever I want to hold, man. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all say, all you want. Reggie had 136, but I can recall the last game he played Denver at 215. So, I cut it in half. So next time I'm going to cut that 136 in half. So it ain't nothing, man. I'm going to hold whoever I want to hold. Back down for nobody.
Thank you, Aaron.
Not being on the same page with the safety. We was in one defense.
With John right there?
Yeah, we weren't on the same page. And actually, the first touchdown in the second half, we were supposed to have made a check, and we didn't make the check. And if we don't make the check, that slant route is open all day long.
So it was one of those where you checked a man and you were in zone, or?
It's basically we went from one coverage to a different coverage. Both of them were zones, but the zone we were supposed to take to would have been better for that, for the situation, for in the red zone.
Okay, gotcha. What about the second one, then?
The second was just I was playing one coverage and John was playing another coverage. I was playing cover two and John was playing cover one. So he went over
right?
the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was playing man. I was playing a zone, basically.
So that's what happened on both of us. Yeah. So, is it kind of unfair for you? As a cornerback, everyone says, oh, you have 136, people don't realize
that's the nature of this league, that's why corners and quarterbacks is like, the big paid guys, because we get the most scrutinized through the media. If somebody have a good game, we'll be like, start another corner, get rid of Darren, all that kind of stuff. And, just like Jake had bad games, previous, like, put Jay in there. Now he had this terrific game. They like, Jay Plummer showing last year's form. And so I know how I go. I know the game now. I don't get down. I know what happened. And I know that, I actually didn't play a bad game. It's just, it's a team game. We lost.
I got to ask you about Halloween tomorrow. That means you probably won't dress up as Peyton Manning, huh?
No, Peyton Manning costumes.
Before you left last night, Al Wilson called you over to talk to you a little bit. What do you say? Just say, hey, don't put that down.
Yeah, he was just saying it ain't my fault. He was like, man, you played a good game. He was like, I know you mad. He know how competitive I am. He know that I want to go out there and make every play. Every time I throw the ball my way, I'm trying to, make the play. He was just like, it's not, it wasn't my fault. We weren't having a pass rush. It was just the whole defense. We weren't clicking on all cylinders. We weren't getting calls, the right calls. Guys, we was missing tackles. So it's just, a whole defense. He was just like, it ain't on you at all. You played a good game. You did good. And just don't worry about it. Just move on and get better.
What'd you do last night? What was last night like for you? Did you just kind of
shut I had a bunch of family down, so I just hung out with the family, drunk a couple beers and talked about Peyton Manning.
Was it tough last night? I'm just guessing that it was, we saw you leaving and obviously you were in a happy
mood. Right after the game, you take it hard. You got to really get away from everybody. I got with my family. They kind of cheered me up. Some guys, some
some of my old coaches called me and teammates called me, make sure I was straight. You know, after that, I was cool. You know?
How many coaches and teammates called you?
I got some coaches from some of my coaches back over from the state. You know, some coaches, some high school coaches. And, you know, Foxworth called me like, man, you know, he went through it last year in AFC Championship games. Yeah. He was like, man, I know how you feel. Don't worry about it. It ain't your fault. You know, we a whole team. We didn't get it done today.
I can't remember the name of your Oklahoma State coach. It's a guy I talked to before. What's his name?
Coach DeForest.
Yeah, that's right.
So it sounds like confidence-wise,
Yeah, man, you gotta think about like last year with Champ, when he was hurting, he had that bad game against Philly when T.O. ran for 95, caught a couple more passes on him. You know, he bounced right back. It's corner, you gotta erase it fast. You know, you're gonna get beat. Guys gonna make plays. I mean, receivers, they some of the, you know, just as talented as corners. You know, we just play different positions. So, you know, those guys, just athletic as we are, we just got to go out there and compete, you know, no matter what happens, just wipe it away.
When you look back on it, you say, okay, it was a check here, miscommunication there. Does that kind of make it a little bit better?
It does. It ain't like I was out there and man-to-man the whole game just getting beat. You know, it was some mistakes, you know, from the coaches on down to the players on the field. So it wasn't really all on me. Like, I was in man-to-man the whole game, and the guy just was beating me on everything. So it made me, you know, feel a lot better about myself.
Now, you obviously know how good Peyton Manning is, but now seeing him firsthand, I mean, this guy's a technician.
Oh, man, he's a great one, man. Like, I used to watch Elway all the time, but I ain't never played on the field with Elway. So I can just imagine how Elway was, you know, playing against Elway. And I think, you know, Peyton Manning the same way right now. You got to really get pressure on him. If you just let him sit in that pocket, I don't care how good your defense is, how great the secondary is, he going to complete balls on you all day long.
Were you surprised you guys didn't blitz more? When it's obvious the man-to-man's not, or, you know, the format's not working. You surprised it's you didn't just, open it up
we should have made some adjustments. Like I say, they made adjustments, we didn't. You know, once they adjusted and started getting our weak points in our defense, we never changed it. So they just kept attacking. We were just, and that's in the defense we were playing, we give those, you know, quick outs here. You know, comebacks. We get those 10 to 15 yards. That's a given in those defenses. They just kept taking it. They just took what we gave.